January 22nd is the day a Hamilton County judge says he will rule in the Kyle Plush case. The city wants the wrongful death lawsuit dismissed. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Before presenting his case, Assistant City Solicitor Peter Stackpole turned to the Plushes and said he feels terrible about their son's death.
And we're very sorry that it happened. I want you also to know that regardless of this litigation, that we will continuously improve our 911 emergency communication system.
Stackpole doesn't believe two dispatchers and two police officers were reckless, but says they may have been negligent. Plaintiff's attorney Al Gerhardstein disagrees.
It's way above negligence to just send a couple of police officers to walk around a parking lot when somebody says they're trapped and that they're gonna die. And that's what the expert reports say, that's what we're detailing in the complaint, and that's why this is so much higher than negligence.
Gerhardstein calls the death a huge combination of outrageous errors. In 2018, the 16-year-old Seven Hills student called 911 when he was trapped by the seat of his minivan and suffocated before police could find him. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.